produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the living room. It's the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I'm your host, Juliette Davis, and it's my pleasure to be with you today. Hey, I want to jump right into today's topic because I want the time to be able to sufficiently at least scratch the surface of this topic because it is so important. Today, I want to talk to you about your potential. The late Dr. Miles Monroe said something so profound, and I will never forget it. He said, "The richest place in the world is the graveyard because it's the place where people have died with their dreams." Now, for today's topic, I want to modify that a little bit and say that it's the richest place because it's the place where people have died with their potential. And I don't want to be a candidate, nor do I want you to be a candidate for making a contribution to the graveyard. So that means that right now we've got to decide that we're going to begin to open our minds to the fact that we have untapped potential. That's right. I want you to begin thinking about potential in the form of a seed. Let's just say for purposes of this discussion, an apple seed. Now, an apple seed is so small, it could literally fit in the crevices of your hand. But inside that tiny seed is packed an apple grove. That's right. An ability to grow exponentially into an apple grove. And so while you and I might be looking at that little seed, that seed is full of potential. Oliver Wendell Holmes said it this way, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." Let me say that again. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. So that means that within each of us, there is greatness. And that greatness for today, I'm calling that greatness your untapped potential. So let's begin to unpack what it means to have potential. Potential is defined as a reservoir of things that you can do but have not done. It is all that you can be but you have not become. It's a latent or dormant power that you have not tapped or resourced yet. And so when you think about your potential, it is the unknown. It's not what you have done, because we know what that is. It's not what you're doing right now, because again, that's a known entity. But when we talk about untapped potential, we're talking about something that you don't even know lies underneath the surface. A good example of untapped potential is, for me, a caterpillar. Now, when you see a caterpillar, what do you see? A prickly, worm-like animal that has a lot of little feet that crawls on the ground. Nothing exciting about it. In fact, if I would be honest, I would say it looks a little creepy, for lack of a better word. But inside that caterpillar lies the potential to be a beautiful butterfly. And butterflies are such majestic animals. They are colorful. They seem to almost float on air. They make everything beautiful, even when they land on a crusty tree. They make that tree beautiful. They come in so many colors. Butterflies are beautiful in every way. But they start out with untapped potential, because no one really looks at a caterpillar and begins to think about the beauty of a butterfly. You and I may be like that caterpillar today. We may look a little different or seem as though we don't have the outward markings of being great. But I came to assure you today that you have untapped potential. So let's talk about this thing a little bit more. First of all, everybody has potential. Everybody has potential. If you're taking notes, write that down. Everybody has potential. I'm going to say it this way. God did that. Listen, Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, we are his workmanship and we are created for good works. And these good works are works that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now, this passage tells us a few things. First of all, he calls us good. God calls us good. He is already placing a value stamp on us when he says that he calls us good. We are his workmanship and we were created to what? To do good works. Then I hear him say he's prepared these good works beforehand. So that means that there's within me the ability to carry out something that he's already laid out for me ahead of time. Then this verse tells us that we ought to walk in it. So that means that walking is a lifestyle. It's a forward movement. It's a continuous thing. And so that one verse is giving me insight on my untapped potential. You ought to read Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. It tells me that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, that while I was created in secret, he knew me. So everybody has untapped potential. Everybody. Second thing I'm going to tell you about this is that you have been chosen. First Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. So no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, you have been chosen. In fact, I want you to say that. Say that. I have been chosen. And not just chosen by anyone, but I've been chosen by God. This passage tells me that I'm royal, which means that I am royal because I am an heir to the king. I am his workmanship. I'm connected to royalty. Therefore, I am royal, and my assignment is to carry out the work of the kingdom. I'm peculiar, the scripture says. So that means a people for a special reservation. Oh, that thing blessed me. When I read that, I thought, that's who I am. I am a people for a special reservation. Now, I want you to think about this. When you make a reservation to your local restaurant, they are holding that place for you. And that place that they're holding for you, it is a place where there's purpose in that seating. They know that you're sitting there because there's already a plan to serve you food. So when you think about yourself as being peculiar, that means that you're not just different from everyone else, but there is a task, there is an assignment that is on your life. There is a reservation that has been made by God, and you are a part of that reservation. In fact, you are designed to fulfill that reservation. I love that. I am a special reservation. I am designed for a special reservation. That's what it means to be peculiar. So we are chosen. Second point. Third point is, when it comes to dealing with purpose and when it comes to dealing with potential, let me say this. Start with what you have. That's my third point. Start with what you have. Now that we know that everybody has potential, now that we know that you have been chosen, you're wondering, what do I do first? How do I get started? Start with what you have. And I want to dig a little deeper into this because it is so important that we recognize that within us lies the wherewithal to get started. I know that many of us read books on potential, and we've seen webcasts on potential, and we've seen workshops on potential. But what we often think about is, okay, I have to go to this place and get something. I have to go to this place and get something else. No, I want you to start with what you have. Because what you have is an indication of your potential. And if you start looking outside first, you're often going to find yourself in a place where you're grabbing at things that are not tied to your purpose. When God created you and I, His masterful craftsmanship included the fact that He knows the end from the beginning. He is omniscient. And because He's omniscient, He has packed your bag. Max Lucado, one of my favorite authors, says it this way. He says that God has packed our bag and we spend an eternity unpacking that bag. But when you unpack your bag, then you'll know where you're going. And as soon as I read that in his book, The Cure for the Common Life, he talks about how you go on a trip. And when you go on a trip, you pack everything that you think you may need based upon what? Where you're going. And so when you pack your bag and you're going to the beach, you're not going to put in a ski jacket and a pair of skis because you're going to the beach. So that means everything in your bag is tied to where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there. Oh, I hope you hear me today. That in your bag is everything that will tell you not only where you're going, but what you will do when you get there. So right now in your bag, you may have the ability to work with large groups of people. You may have the ability to calm a stressful situation just by way of your demeanor. Some of you have the ability to just create something out of nothing. You're very resourceful. Others of you are organizers. That's what you love to do. Those are all things that are in your bag, and I guarantee you, where you're going, you will need what's in your bag. I have been in the workforce now for a number of years, and I'm always amazed at how God has ordered my steps. When I look back on my career, I can see so vividly how the skill set that I learned at this place and the abilities that I learned at that place gave me what I needed to be able to be successful in the position that I'm currently in. I had no idea, not an inkling, that I would end up in this place. But guess what? God knew. And so he was packing my bag even as I was taking the journey, because he knew where I was going. Oh, I want you to take a moment and think about what's in your bag. And then ask the question, who needs these skills? Who has experience working with special needs populations? Who has the experience of adoption? Who has the experience of, working with communities that are migrating to the United States? Who has the experience of running a food pantry? All of those things may seem arbitrary and random, but I promise you, these are skills, these are experiences that are in your bag. So you're going to have to start with what you have. I remember how Moses was faced with a difficult situation. You recall, he had the Red Sea in front of him, and then he had Pharaoh's army racing behind him. And there he was with these thousands of people following him, and he was at an impasse. He was in a tight spot, and he looked up to heaven and said, God, what do I do? And the question came back to him was, what do you have in your hand? And for Moses, it was a rod. He didn't think it was anything of note. He had spent time as a shepherd, and so he understood the practical use of a rod, but he had no idea that God wanted to use this rod to part the Red Sea. But when he followed the instruction that he was given, he used what he had in his hand. And you know the story, the Red Sea parted. God performed a miracle. They crossed over on dry land, and the waters came and enclosed behind them and swept up Pharaoh's army into the sea. But what was the igniter? What was the trigger to that moment? It was what he had in his hand. You see, we have so much in our hands that we don't even realize. I often say this because I know it's true. Somebody can take the hand you've been dealt and win with it. That's right. Somebody can take the hand you've been dealt and win with it. I grew up in a household where we played the game of spades. And if you know anything about the game of spades, you know that when you're skillful, you can take those cards and make what we call a book, or win a round in such a way that the unskillful would never understand how that happened. You have the skills and the abilities to win, but you need to begin to take a closer look at what you have in your hand. You remember when the disciples were with Jesus and they were ministering to the thousands, and it was brought to Jesus's attention that the people were hungry. And Jesus asked the question, what do we already have? Is there anything that's already here that we can use? And you know the story, the lad, he had a lunch. His lunch included two fish and five barley loaves. And what happened? Jesus prayed over it. He broke it. He blessed it. And he distributed it to the disciples. And the disciples distributed that food to the thousands. The Bible says 5,000, not counting women and children. And when it was left over, there were 12 baskets of food left, one for every disciple. So significant was that event, because it showed how Jesus wants us to carry out his kingdom agenda here on earth, that we bless it and we carry out the distribution of it. That is what happens when you recognize what you already have. Listen, I would encourage you to look for opportunities, even to do assessments. There are free assessments that you can do online that will help you further identify with what you already have. What are your special gifts? What are your insights? What are your spiritual gifts? Do you have an ability, you know, to serve? And that's your passion. Do you have a heart of compassion? When you see someone hurting, it really registers with you. Do you have the ability to teach or administrate? These are all spiritual gifts. Once again, they're in your bag. You just have to unpack it so you will know where you're going. So important that you realize that you have to start with what you have. There is a passage of scripture that I love, and it's found in Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future." Or one translation says, "an expected end." And so when you begin to think about that, he already has plans for you, and his plans are plans to prosper you, then that means that within you lies untapped potential that are tied to the plans that he has for you. So don't let anybody talk you out of what you feel an urging or an interest in. Don't let anybody tell you that, oh, it can't be done, because nobody comes back around and admits that they said it couldn't be done until they saw it was already done. I've heard millions of stories over the years about people who were told that something wasn't possible, but because they believed in themselves and because they believed in the potential that they had to move forward, then they were able to succeed. One other thing that I'll tell you, and this is really a bonus, is try to connect yourself to a mentor. A mentor is someone who can see your untapped potential, who can direct you in the path that you want to go in terms of discovering that potential and developing that potential. A mentor is someone who sees in you what you can't see in yourself. I have been the benefactor of some powerful mentors in my career and in my walk with God. And these were people who saw something in me, who believed in me, who encouraged me, who helped me to understand better what my untapped potential was all about. Please get to a place where you can identify someone who can be that mentor for you, because that person can unlock, can be used by God to unlock things in you that you don't even know you have. Listen, we need to reach the point where we stop sleeping on ourselves. That's right. Stop sleeping on yourself. Even if others are sleeping on you, don't you sleep on you. But make sure that you understand that where you are right now is not the fullness of what God has in store. Listen, Ephesians 3:20 says it this way. He says that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. And I'm saying to you today that there is untapped potential that is greater than anything that you can ask and greater than anything that you can think. And I know that you think that this is something that, you know, is off limits or is out of your reach or it's beyond you. But I want to encourage you today, don't buy into the negative conversation that has been going around in your head. Shut those conversations down and begin now to redirect and refocus and renew your mind with the fact that you have untapped potential. And that untapped potential is the key to your experiencing that fullness that God promised every one of us. He said, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. One translation says, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Now, in order for you to have it to the full, in order for you to live out loud, in order for you to live your best life, you've got to begin to tap into your untapped potential. And when you do that, I promise you, life will become more fulfilling. Life will become more exciting. And guess what? Not only will you be blessed, but then you will be empowered to be a blessing. And to me, that's next level. It's not enough for me to be blessed, but when I can then begin to intentionally impact the lives of others so they can be blessed, that's when I know that I am truly doing the work of the master. And I say it often because it is true from my heart that I don't want to leave here with my work undone. So I said at the top of this broadcast, and I'll say it again at the end, you and I don't want to be candidates for making another contribution to the graveyard. So the only way that we can ensure that that doesn't happen is that we begin to focus and deliberately work on our untapped potential. Well, I hope this message has been a blessing to you. I have certainly enjoyed sharing it. Every time I share, I'm always blessed by the word. I hope that you are empowered and informed, because those are the two things that I always promise to deliver on the Living Room broadcast. So tune in next time for another empowering word. And remember this, the word of God has transformation power. May his word keep on changing your life forever.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I will be your host this evening, Keita Keet. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. To all of my first-time listeners, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to tune in tonight, and I just want to say thank you. Real quick, before we get into tonight's show, just want to let you know that if you ever want to get in contact with me, if you have any prayer requests, if you want to say, hey, Keita, I really like what you're doing, or if you just want to,
just shout me out. You can definitely do so. I can be reached at lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. I can also be, and you can also follow me on social media. I am on Facebook as well as Instagram. And that is Keta Keet. That's K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. All right. So we're just going to jump into tonight's show, which is actually the last show for 2022. We are now in the last month of the year. And if you're anything like me, you are wondering what in the world happened to 2022. This year flew by so fast, and we are now right here at the end of 2022. So, my last show for this year, just want to kind of just reflect on, some things that God has showed me throughout this year. Even some of the things that, we touched on, some of the topics that we've touched on the previous radio shows, throughout 2022. And we're just going to use this moment as a moment of reflection. All right. So let's just start with the first thing. For me, 2021 was a total blur. and I have actually, I've actually gotten a consensus from a few other people that I know that for some reason, 2021 was a total blur. I think many of us, because, you know, we were coming out of 2020, dealing with the pandemic, being on lockdown. And so when 2021 came, I think many of us just wanted to hurry up and get through that year as well. And so to be honest with you, there isn't a whole lot I can remember from 2021. So for me, 2021 was a blur, and this year went by extremely fast as well. However, I do remember a lot of things that have happened this year. But the first thing on this list was trying to figure out why 2021 was such a blur. It just was, it was a blur. That's the best way that I can explain it. The next thing I have on my list to reflect on is the importance of evaluating relationships. I'm not sure if this is everyone's testimonial, everyone's story, but for me, 2022 was definitely a year to really evaluate my friendships and my relationships and the importance of doing so. I'm pretty sure many of you probably found yourself definitely in many of your relationships still, cultivating those relationships and building on those relationships. And then many of us, we ended some relationships for this year. There are many of us who where we were once friends with someone or had a relationship with in 2021 or even at the beginning of this year that, you know, we no longer have those relationships. We no longer have those friendships. And many of us have ended relationships or we're no longer in relationships that we might have had for years, for a long time. But for me, this year, definitely evaluated, the importance of relationships. I have noted here that God has designed us to be in relationship, not just with each other, but with Him. You know, our relationship with Him is our ultimate relationship. But God has also designed us to be in relationships with each other. But I'm led to believe and just go a step further that God has designed us to be in healthy relationships with each other. Amen. So for many of us, you know, we evaluated our relationships, but we evaluated it from the strength of, are these relationships healthy? Is this a relationship that we can continue to foster and cultivate? And so that was something that I was personally dealing with. And on the flip side of that, that even though there were some relationships or friendships that ended this year, the relationships and friendships that I do have, those are being strengthened. So I just want to encourage anyone that is listening that the relationships that have endured, that have lasted this far, foster those relationships, strengthen those relationships, you know, make those relationships, those healthy relationships, stronger. Okay. It is so important to have the right people around you, that love you and love you enough to say when you're wrong, love you enough to say, hey, sis, not quite sure about that decision or hey, bruh, might need to pump your brakes on this, you know, but you always want to make sure that the people that are around you, that the healthy relationships that you have around you, that they're people that are not just going to yes you or agree with you all of the time, but these are people who love you in your yes and love you even when they're saying no. Amen. All right. The next thing I have on my list is, you know, learning how to set boundaries and saying no. I am an advocate for self-care. And part of self-care is saying no. No is a complete sentence. Okay, especially if you put a punctuation mark behind it. So no period, no exclamation point. Okay, so saying no is self-care. All right, setting boundaries is self-care, and it is needed. Okay, also saying no to people pleasing. And I know that that was a topic that we touched on this year about no people pleasing. One of my favorite scriptures, Galatians 1:10, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, who says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to people please? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. So we talked about the importance of not being people pleasers, but being God pleasers. And if I could just be totally honest, or like I always say, if I could keep it a buck, people pleasing is exhausting. It is exhausting. Because when you're trying to live by the opinions of so many different people, because everyone has a different way of thinking, everyone has an opinion. And when you're trying to live by the opinions of other people, it can be absolutely exhausting. And so, with that being said, when we become God pleasers, or when we please God, it's across the board. Like, you know, God is one person. Like, so pleasing him is so beneficial for our life, because A, it's not exhausting, but B, when we are God pleasers, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, when we are obedient to God and when we listen to him, we will have favor with God and man. Amen. And so so when we please God, we're going to have favor with him, and he will make it so that we will have favor with man. Okay, so definitely 2022, we have learned that we're not going to be people pleasers. So we're not even going to take that with us in 2023. All right. The next thing on my list is that I wrote that there is freedom in healing. And I know that we touched on that topic about a couple of months ago, talking about healing and the freedom in healing. And there's a lot of freedom in the no people pleasing as well. But when I talk about freedom in healing, I'm talking about not just your physical healing, because God definitely wants us to be healed physically. He desires for us to be in good health. Amen. But God also desires for us to be healed mentally and emotionally as well. Okay. So God desires for us to be healed totally. Amen. And so I would say this to for anyone who is challenged in that area, who is struggling in that area, go after your healing. I know, and I've said this before on the previous show, that it is all right to have Jesus and a therapist. Amen. So definitely go after your healing, your physical healing, your emotional healing, your mental healing, your spiritual healing. And you know, God is concerned about your total well-being. Amen. Praise God. Next thing on my list is, don't allow yourself. And not sure if we really touched on this topic, on any of the radio shows this year, but this is something that I do want to say. Don't allow yourself to become emotionally desensitized. And what I mean by that is because 2022 has definitely been a year of it's been, I'll say it like this, you know, we watch the news. And whether we're watching it or we're hearing it, a lot of it was bad news. You know, war, violence, extreme violence. And that's from the local area. The local standpoint to national, to global. There has been extreme violence that has taken place this year. And so a lot of times when we continue to take in those things, we continue to take in those images, and we hear bad news, and we hear news of violence and abuse and injustice, we can easily become desensitized to that, emotionally desensitized. And, you know, if you keep hearing something over and over again, you'll start not to care anymore. And so, you know, that is a trick of the enemy. And so we should not allow ourselves to become emotionally desensitized. This is why it is so important for us to pray without ceasing. Amen. Pray without ceasing. You know, being thankful, being grateful for the things that God has done. Just always having an attitude of gratefulness, you know, just always being in a mode of worship, of praise and worship, but also to pray. You know, when we see these things happening on the news, you know, that's not a time for us to say, oh, well, it is what it is. No, that is the time for us to seek God. And that's the time for us to pray and lift these situations up to God. Amen. The next thing on my list is, and this is something that I do daily. Remember to have all 9 fruit of the Spirit on display and in activation. I do remember, you know, when we addressed that topic, on the radio show, this year about the 9 fruit of the Spirit. And of course that is found in Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. Fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And there is no law against these things. For everyone out there, if you're like me, daily, I'm asking that Holy Spirit will guide me, and that these nine fruit of the Spirit are in activation. Amen. It is highly important. And let me tell you this, Holy Spirit will keep you. I'm telling y'all, I'm not telling y'all anything that I heard. I'm telling y'all what I know. Holy Spirit will keep you. Amen. So when some of these nine fruit are challenged or tried, Holy Spirit has a way of, I would say Holy Spirit has arrested me, but it's not arrested. Holy Spirit will keep you and he will cover you. It's almost like he'll hold you. Like, no, as soon as you're ready to act out, Holy Spirit be like, oh, I got you. Amen. And I know he's interceding on my behalf, because I have a way of saying, Lord, please help. And immediately help will come. Help will come. Amen. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. So just remember to have all nine fruit of the Spirit on display and in activation daily. Amen. Also, we talked about this on one of the other shows as well. One of the topics was talking about doing versus being. So I have on a list here. Remember to not only do, but be. Amen. And one of the things I touched on too was always be a light. Amen. And not a light within ourselves, but a light for God. Amen. You know, no matter where we are, no matter, you know, whether we're at work, we're at school, we're at the store, even if our presence is on social media, we shall always remember that, that we should be a light. Amen. That we should be awesome kingdom representatives for God. Matthew 5:14-16 in New King James Version says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So that's what it's all about, that God will get the glory from our life. Amen. All right. And so we come to the last thing on this list here. And throughout 2022, you know, with all of the challenges that many of us have faced, with seeing and hearing about so much violence and abuse and just bad news. This is one thing that I want to say as I end in tonight's show. That no matter what we have faced, no matter what we have dealt with, God is still good and God is still God. Amen. God is still good and God is still God. So no matter what we have faced and no matter what we may face in 2023, we can rest assured that God is still on the throne. He has not forgotten about us. He absolutely loves us, period. God loves you, period. Amen. Praise God. All right. So that is, you know, that's all I have for tonight. Amen. I pray that something I said, you know, something that we reflected on tonight has blessed you and something that has encouraged you. But before we before I officially end tonight's show, I just want to say this. I want to dedicate this show to my cousin, Thaddeus V. Jones, Thaddeus Von Jones, who passed away suddenly about a week ago. Life is precious, y'all. Life is precious. So those of you who are fostering relationships with family and friends and having those connections, be sure to tell your loved ones that you love them. And that you love them often. If they come to your mind, pray for them. Reach out to them, even if it's not a phone call, maybe even a text. But let your people know how much you appreciate them and care about them. My cousin and I talked on Thanksgiving, and we talked for over an hour. And before we got off their phone, I said, "I love you, cuz." And he said, "I love you too." And a week later, I got the news that he had passed. So I want to dedicate this show to him. That we love you and we miss you already. Rest in peace, Dad. Thank y'all so much for joining me tonight. I love y'all. Have a blessed night and a great weekend.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.